Let me give you some example. We have two countries that give us scholarships, Ethiopia and Morocco. We have been sending students with a very high grades, 85%, 90%, to scholarships. And even they are higher than those who give us scholarships, but they perform poorly. They perform poorly. I got that report from my counterparts from Morocco and Ethiopia, and that affects, you know, our status as South Sudanese. Because there, they give us, for example, in Morocco, they give us fully funded scholarships. And you know, when they give us fully funded scholarship, they budget for those students. And particularly in science students, because we are sending students for sciences, medicine, and other science subjects, faculties. Unfortunately, our students with those high marks, they perform poorly to an extent that even those countries that are offering us a scholarship, they say it is a loss even for them because they budget for them, but they don't perform well. And for this, Right Honourable Speaker, August House, we need to focus and support, give a strong support to the Minister of General Education and Instruction to perform his mandate in the ministry so that we produce a real certificate that will make our students, whether in the national universities or foreign universities, to perform well, and that will be also a pride for us as South Sudanese.